Cheryl here. I'm a little bit early, a couple of minutes early, so I'll just wait until some of you join me for our setting up of a full moon altar. I apologise, the camera is in portrait mode. For some reason it won't go on its side today, so not stressful at all. So just make yourself nice and comfortable. You don't need to have an altar right now. You don't have to have all these bits. You don't need any bits. All you need is your good self. You can get a notepad and pen if you want to do that, so you can take some notes. I have some notes also. Hi, Vicky. Hey. I have some notes also here because otherwise I will just ramble about the moon and I will digress greatly. All right. But today is full moon in Scorpio, in case you're unaware. I am in Singapore, so it's 4 p.m. here just now. Morning! And I believe it's 9 a.m. in the UK, where most of you probably are. So wherever you are in the world, welcome and namaste. And this is my little full moon in Scorpio altar that I've put together. So I'm just going to wait until a few more of you are here. We're a little bit early. And then I'm just going to run through how to set up your own altar. So don't look at all of this and go, oh my god, I don't have cards, I don't have candles. Just whatever you have available is absolutely fine, okay? And the most important thing about making a full moon altar is that everything on there is of some kind of significance to you. Hi, Rahim. Hi there. Hi, everyone. Okay, so I'm just trying to get me and the altar in, but I think the altar is more important. So we'll just put that there and I'll just kind of sit, because if you can see one of my eyes, that's fantastic. Okay, let me see. Let's push it back a wee bit. Whoa. All right. I'm all wrapped up. Hold on. Hi, Audrey. Yo. Morning, homie. How are you? Okay guys, I'm just going to get started. Now, as I've said, in case you missed it, today is full moon in Scorpio and I am very excited because I love the full moon. Give me a wee like or a heart if you also love the moon. We are moon lovers here at Yoga Bellies. And I'm not going to, hi Andy Bell, I am not going to go too much into all the various aspects of the moon and aligning with the menstrual cycle, but let's talk about the full moon. The full moon, you might be feeling particularly energetic just now. Is anyone feeling really lively, active, ambitious? You're getting lots of stuff done, you're making to-do lists, you're ticking off those lists. Morning, Ashley. All right, and this is the energy of the full moon. It's about manifestation, it's about vibrance, vitality, it's all good stuff. And if you're anything like me, you're absolutely buzzing on the energy of the full moon right now. Okay, so it will be up in a couple of hours, 6 p.m. it comes up in Singapore, and I cannot be more excited. All right, so having a full moon altar, this comes from the Vatsu tradition, which is the Vedic art of attuning your life and your practices with nature. Morning, Naomi. Okay, and that is why we are concerned about the moon and the cycles of the moon. If you want to find out more about the moon, follow us on social media, or we actually have a lunar pack on the shop on sale just now as well, which you can check out. But we're big fans of the moon at Yoga Bellies. But right now we want to focus on manifesting. So from a female cycle point of view, the full moon represents the most fertile time of a woman's cycle and is generally correlated with ovulation. All right, so right now I am full on ovulating. If you're ovulating right now, give me a heart in the chat box. Okay, hi Nicola, hi in Germany. So give me a love heart if you're ovulating right now. And if you are on your menstrual cycle just now, give me a thumbs up. All right, so if you're having your period just now, thumbs up. If you're ovulating, love heart. Oh, Andy, you're on your ovulation. That's brilliant. Okay. Now, if you're ovulating on the full moon, what that means is that you are on a white moon cycle. Okay, which means you are in line with the natural cycle that women traditionally had. Now, at the time of the full moon, the world is filled with all of this extra light, and it makes everything in the world more fertile. Okay, now you're probably aware that the moon also regulates the tides. Okay, now we are 80% water as well, so we are also, our emotions, our feelings, what's going on in our life is also governed by the lunar tides. Okay, so if we look at the menstrual cycle and the lunar cycle, they're both 29 and a half days. And traditionally, before we had electrical lighting, women would stay in red tents together or moon lodges, and I'm sure you've heard about this. And again, I don't want to start rambling too much about the lunar cycle, but just to give you a heads up, what would happen was, because of the light of the full moon, everyone would ovulate together and everyone would menstruate together. So I'm sure if you're a female and you've ever had a flatmate or lived with another woman, then your menstrual cycles have probably started to sync together. Can anyone give me a thumbs up if you've done this before? You've lived with someone, you've ended up having your period at the same time, or you've had a close friend and you've had your periods at the same time, you've started to sync up. Has anyone had that? Yay! All the time. Audrey, I have it with you. But not just now, because Audrey's now on a red moon cycle. Morning, Ellie. All right. So during this time of manifestation and abundance, full moon in Scorpio, we're going to have a little look at our altar. So I'm just going to talk you through each of the pieces. If you've got any questions, just stick them in the chat box. So we've got lots of different things in this altar, and I'll hold them up for you to see, okay? So when we set up our altar, we concern ourselves with the different elements, fire, earth, air and water and space. Okay, so these are represented here in our northeast corner. This is north. Northeast, we've got water. Northwest, we have fire, the fire element. Southeast, we have crystal. Okay, this is the earth element. Southwest, we have incense, which I have represented my air element, but what you can also have is feathers or a wind chime. To represent your air element as well, okay? And in the center, I have this crystal bowl representing this space element, because it has this space in the middle, all right? And this is full of water, in case you can't see. Now, the green and gold are very important at this time as well, because they are representative of abundance and good luck, okay? So get as much green and gold as you can onto your altar. So we'll start over here. So in our fire element, we have my lovely Lil. It's very heavy, actually. So this is a favourite. Some of you that know me may have seen this before. And this is a goddess circle, all right? You don't need to have something fancy like this, but what you will notice is I have a nice green candle. It's turquoise, bear with me. I didn't have full green, it's turquoise, right? And that's fine. So I have this nice candle here. So we will pop this over, back over here. And obviously I have this nice green and gold candle holder as well. Now, with regards to candles, if you haven't got green or gold, that's okay. Tea lights are fantastic as well, because they are circular, like the full moon, okay? So they are absolutely perfect. As I said, it doesn't have to be expensive or fancy. And what else you can actually have is anything circular or round to represent the full moon. So things like round fruits, oranges or apples. You can add various crystals as well. So things like selenite or moonstone are fantastic, or any clear crystals are fantastic to add to your altar as well, okay? So this guy here has an interesting story. I'll just bring him over. This is a monkey, which represents, in Chinese tradition, this represents good luck and abundance. And this guy was in my house when I moved in January, and he was sitting on top of the safe like this, right? So we kept him, and I'm putting him on my altar because, the same as everyone else right now, we have to be thinking about, you know, growing personally, taking care of finances, all of these things. So this guy, representing abundance and good luck, we could all be doing with a bit, is on my altar today. Hi, Siobhan. So moving over here, we have a flower. Now, this is not a real flower because, frankly, I can't get anywhere close enough to get a flower today. All right, sadly, I haven't been out for my walk yet. But it is a white flower, and any white flowers or dandelions are very welcome on your full moon altar as well. Okay, so plastic flowers are absolutely fine too, guys. If you are using real flowers, make sure they are in full bloom to represent the full moon. Here we have a little jug of water to represent the water element as well. This is my offering. Thank you, Audrey. I love my wee monkey too. Hello, Yoga Belly, Central Scotland. Hi. Can I just big up my friend Kate, who gave me these beautiful jugs for Christmas? Thank you very much. No, actually, it's a housewarming gift. So this is green and gold, so it's got all of the colours that I want, and it holds my water. We have over here, representing my air element, some incense. And we've got my little Buddha on here. Obviously, being a Buddhist, this is very significant for me. All right. So we'll just move over here. And here we have some crystal, okay, and my earth element and my yoni egg as well, which is nephrite jade and also green. Okay, so I'm just keeping that there. Also, if you are using crystals, you can cleanse them during the full moon, and that includes your yoni eggs as well, okay? Now, over here as well, there are some other wee guys that I've added, just because. As I've said, this is a crystal bowl that I have in the middle in here to represent my space element, and this is where I'm going to set my intention later, all right? Over here, we have another goddess. So this guy is actually a candle holder. He's a favourite of mine. So we can actually set a candle there. But today I've chosen to put my Green Witch Tarot, which, and I've sat them here because as this is a time of setting intentions, I intend during lockdown to read and use these tarot cards more often. Okay, and especially this deck, because this is one that I keep coming back to and it's fantastic. All right, Green Witch Tarot. Highly recommend. Other things that I have here, some more crystals. This wee fish guy that my son brought me back from Australia from his first trip away, and I put this here to represent him because he is the love of my life and I want all good things for him during this lockdown. And here I have just a little gift card with the stars and a moon on there, and this is where I'm going to write my intentions for my full moon ceremony, which I'm going to take you through. Okay, so I'm just going to light my candles now. Let's hope the matches work. I'm going to light my candles and my incense, so bear with me, this should be fun. If anyone has any questions, just pop them in the box while I'm doing this. Right, these are the worst candles ever. Right, this wee guy. Okay. Right, it seems to be working. Don't blow out on me, guys. I'm actually out. This is actually outside. Woo! There we go. Trying not to burn the place down. Also, put this guy up here. And then I'm going to light my incense. Now, where is my sage? Now, something else you can do is you can smudge the area as well. All right, with white sage or Palo Santo. I can see the remnants of my white sage, but I don't know where it's actually going. You under there? Nope, don't know where he is. I'm just getting my incense going here. And this is actually full moon lunar incense that I procured in Singapore as well. And it's absolutely gorgeous. Yes, I will bring you some home, Audrey. All right. Okay, so I'm just going to set this over here a bit. I have everything in the directions that I need it to be in. So other things you can be adding, let me think, fans, feathers, anything gold, crystals, pearls as well. They're not necessarily crystals, but they're white, so they can be added. Coins, if money is a worry right now, get that on your altar. So again, let's just think about the full moon itself. The full moon, it's about, at the new moon, what we do is we set the intentions for the month, okay? So I know I did read your mind, Audrey. So we're setting our intentions for the month at the new moon. So now we're in the middle of the month. We've had a couple of weeks. How have those intentions gone? Has the month gone as we planned? So think back to where you were a couple of weeks ago, and I know we're all in lockdown, strange times. What did we set out to do a couple of weeks ago? What did we say? Right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to do yoga. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to get out. I'm going to not be so negative. I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to eat crisps. I'm sure we said all of these things, but what, maybe pick one or two that you really, really, really wanted to do, but I want you to reflect on these things now or when you set up your altar, and just think about the things that you really didn't do, or the things that are really not going as you would hope. Okay? And these are the things now, so we're not going to abandon them, we're just going to readjust our expectations, and we're going to forgive ourselves if it didn't work out, because do you know what? We're only human. And we're going to let it go. So now is the time for letting go. Let that shit go. Let it go. Alright. This is also a time for chilling out. It's a time for reflection. Maybe there was things you wanted at the start of the month that you realise are not important anymore and you can let them go too. Okay. So get your piece of paper. It doesn't have to be a fancy guest card like this. This is what my friends get for their birthday. And I want you to write just three words on this, okay? This is the full moon ceremony, which you can do later when you have your altar, or now if you already have an altar, you're cool. And I want you to just write on there just three words, things that you need. So it could be peace. It could be sobriety. It could be health. It could be money. Whatever those three things are, write them on your piece of paper, okay? So I'll do mine now. I'm not going to show you what they are. Okay, so I have my three, all right? What are we going to do now? We're going to place it in our little bowl in the center. I have now offered this intention. You can also burn it. I'm not going to do it because I have quite bad luck and I'd probably burn the whole place down or set my hair on fire. So I'm just going to sit that there. And this is my intention. So now what we can do is we can choose a mudra. So if you have a mudra of choice, some of us might be Yoni mudra, all right? This mudra here. If you're focusing on the womb, maybe it's womb health, maybe it's something to do with emotions or relationships, this could be the mudra for you. For abundance, the mudra that we're looking for is this one, all right? So thumb out, pinky and index finger out, and these two in, all right? And we're just going to bring this 9 times towards our altar. And this just encourages abundance towards everything that we've talked about, everything that we have in this altar, everything here is significant, all right? And it's just bringing that to us because we deserve it. You know it's true. And now we're just going to chant. Om Chandra Ye Namaha. Om Chandra He Namaha. Alright? Nom. Nope, it's not Nom. Om Chandra Ye Namaha. Om Chandra Ye Namaha. Om Chandra Ye Namaha. Om Chandra Ye Namaha. Okay, so just in your own time chanting. And this is a manifestation chant for full moon. Just bringing forth all of those intentions, all of that abundance, prosperity, positivity, action that you're bringing to your life. Just bring it all to your altar and into your life. Okay, guys. If anyone has any questions, just pop them in the box just now. I hope this short live has been fun and informative for you, and that you will all go forth today and this evening and set up your full moon altar. With your full moon altar as well, you should keep it there for 2 or 3 days after the full moon, and you can also set it up before the full moon, and that just increases the intensity of the manifestation itself. Okay. Again, if you have any comments or any questions, or if you're going to set up your altar tonight or today, ping me with a little love heart or a thumbs up to let me know what you're thinking. Okay, lovelies. I'm going to close the live down now, but as I said, it's been very short. But I hope that it has told you everything that you need to know about setting up your own full moon altar. Namaste.